I don't think of cleft palate surgery as being like an elective. Breast augmentation or liposuction, like those are things that probably don't need to be done right now, but child needs to eat and they have weight issues, things like that. This surgery is kind of the saving grace for so many cleft families.
Jackie Worthen's son, Jackson, was all ready to have the first surgery needed to begin the repair of his cleft lip and palate in March. Then, a state executive order stopping elective surgeries led to his procedure being rescheduled and eventually canceled until further notice. Worthen says on May 1st, surgeries at the hospital could start to be rescheduled again. However, that doesn't mean Jackson will be ready.
We still have to go and check with our surgeon. We still have to check with our orthodontist. We still have to check with a feeding specialist. We still have to check with a swallowing specialist, or like all these different people who have to say, okay, now you're ready to have surgery.
Worthen says if the window for this first surgery is missed, Jackson may have to wait until he is 18 months old, which is when a second cleft palate surgery would usually take place. Although the procedure can be done later in life, having it done sooner can prevent some challenges, like issues with speech or aspirating. However, as uncertain as things are now, Worthen says if Jackson had been born a few months later, things could be even more stressful. Before everything began shutting down, the Worthens were able to have Jackson fitted with a device that pulls the two sides of his jaw back together and prepares his mouth for surgery. She says babies who have been born with a cleft palate since the shutdown have not been able to get this device.
There's so many moms out there who are having their babies, and their babies are being born not just in a quarantine time, but their babies are being born with a cleft. Each one of those things is overwhelming as it is. I feel for those mamas.
But despite the stress Worthen says she's feeling, she says Jackson is doing pretty great. After all, this is all he's ever known. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.